Blog Talk Radio.com. Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural, nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It's a renewing system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you. We welcome your calls at 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulations, ingredients, health conditions, if you want to get off your meds or help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 855-660-4261 is your number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and pull down on the shopping cart. We've got all the longevity products up, including my personal favorite longevity product, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with probiotics and prebiotics. It's a wonderful source of B vitamins and vitamin C and electrolytes, water-soluble nutrients that we tend to flush out. That we tend to flush down the toilet, actually, as we drink water. We lose our water-soluble nutrients. Using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine throughout the day is a great way to replace those water-soluble nutrients that are lost, especially first thing in the morning when we tend to be deficient in our water-soluble nutrients. If we've gone to the bathroom a couple times in the middle of the night, we wake up in the morning, we tend to be deficient in vitamin C and the B complex, as well as potassium and chloride and magnesium and the other electrolytes. So drinking a little BTT in the morning is a great way to start your morning off with a surge of energy. You can also use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine to help wean yourself off your prescription drugs, lose weight, lower your blood pressure, eat less food, just feel better. It's only $50 a canister. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. If you want to join the Bright Side Ben team and earn yourself some thank you checks for helping spread the word and sharing the products, you can click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, and they can give you the scoop for a one-time $10 fee. You can enjoy all the tax benefits of having your own business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. And as a bonus, earn yourself some thank you checks simply for helping spread the word and sharing the good news about health and nutrition and the longevity products. Okay. Let's see. Before we move on, I should tell you, if you're in Hot Springs, Arkansas, if you're in Arkansas or anywhere near Arkansas, I'll be doing a talk on April 4th for Pete Greenway. They're doing the longevity opportunity product session, and that's all day on April 4th, and I'll be talking at 7 o'clock. You can find out more information by calling Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160. It costs $10, and I'll be on for a couple hours, $10 for the whole day. I'll be on for a couple hours from 7 to 9 o'clock. Also, I'll be doing a talk in the Denver area for Drew and Marcy, my friends Drew and Marcy, Dr. Drew, and his wife Marcy, his girlfriend Marcy, at 5955 South Holly Street in Centennial. That is at the Colba Library. I think you pronounce it that way. And that's at 6 o'clock Monday, April 8th. I'll do another one Saturday, April 19th from 10 to 12. 5955 South Holly Street in Centennial for my friends Drew and Marcy. Hope to see you out there if you're in the Denver area, and hope to see you in Arkansas if you're out in the Arkansas area in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Okay, We are talking about one of the most important processes in the body, arguably the most important process in the body, something called methylation. Methylation is one of the ways that the body uses to activate chemicals. Methylation is simply the attachment of a little piece, a little methyl piece. You can think of it just like a chunk of carbon. A chunk of coal, if you will, that's what carbon is, coal. So just think of a chunk of coal getting stuck onto certain chemicals, and those chemicals become activated. This activation process, methylation activation process, is important for making genetic material. Genes obviously function as a blueprint for everything in the body, so methylation has major, major, major implications for a lot of reasons, but even just for the genetic, just because it helps you make genes. One of the components of genetics is actually made via the methylation process. That way, in this fashion, methylation defects or methylation deficiencies can pretty much mess up anything in the body. This is where fetal birth defects can be created, and it's why pregnant women should be making sure they're getting enough B vitamins and folic acid. Everybody knows about folic acid. They're in prenatal vitamins, and most doctors will tell pregnant women to take folic acid, but really the B vitamins in general are all important for methylation. B vitamins, as we said earlier, are eliminated out in the urine. It's very easy to become deficient in the B vitamins. Very easy, especially if we're eating the standard American diet, which depends on enrichment rather than natural B vitamins. It's really easy to become deficient in B vitamins. And sometimes I wonder how much of our health crisis, how much of our degenerative disease crisis in this country is really related to something as simple as B vitamin deficiencies. B vitamin deficiencies can be caused by just eating crappy food. B vitamin deficiencies can be caused by not replacing the B vitamins that are lost in your urine if you're pregnant. A smart move would be to make sure you're eating lots of live food or once living foods. These are the sources, the best sources of the B vitamins. The B vitamins carry electrical energy. How this happens is one of the most incredible processes in all of biochemistry and biology. I'm not going to get into it, but suffice it to say, electricity rides on the B vitamins. The B vitamins are electrical carriers, electricity carriers. They carry electricity into the cells and into the energy producer of the cells, the mitochondria. And the B vitamins are super, 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 super important for what's called electron transport. Basically, that means energy. B vitamins are found in living and live foods. Organ meats, fruits and vegetables, plants in general are great sources of the B vitamins. But because they're energy vitamins and they help living entities, plants or animals, conduct energy, once a plant or an animal dies, once you pick the plant out of the ground or once you slaughter the animal, the B vitamins tend to dissipate, and they are the most fragile of all the vitamins when it comes to, or among the most fragile of all the vitamins when it comes to eating food. So if you're going to get your B vitamins from food, make sure you're eating as fresh as possible, and make sure you're eating foods that were living or once living. Raw foods obviously are going to be a great source of B vitamins. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is also a great source of B vitamins, and pregnant women would be very well advised to be sipping on the BTT throughout their pregnancy. Oftentimes I get questions about, oh, can I take nutritional supplements while I'm pregnant? Can I use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine while I'm pregnant? The answer is not only yes, it's heck yes or hell yes. It's absolutely yes, especially the B vitamins, which are so important for the genetics of the baby. Lately, there's been some research that suggests that folic acid supplements may be problematic. Folic acid is one of the B vitamins, vitamin B9, technically. And folic acid is used as a methylating agent, and doctors and supplement companies and pregnant women all know that they need to use folic acid to help support the baby's genetics, to help prevent birth defects. But lately there's been some research that suggests that folic acid supplements may not be as beneficial as getting the folic acid version that's found in green leafy vegetables and other living foods or once living foods. Excuse me. Folic acid that's found in living foods is called folate. And without getting into too much chemistry, there's an interplay between folate and folic acid. Folic acid is not the active version. It's not the stuff you really need. And there's actually, at least there's some scientists who believe there may be a problem with folic acid that you don't have when you use folate from living or live foods. And this gets us into the whole idea of supplementation versus whole foods. Hang tight, and I'll continue with this when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number 855-660-4261. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are G's.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Farms is Ben here. We're talking methylation, methylating agents, folic acid versus folate. Folic acid is well known as a methylating agent, so well known that it's standard supplemental, it's a part of a standard supplemental regimen for pregnant women, helps prevent birth defects. But lately there's been some literature that suggests that folic acid may not be as beneficial as folate, which is the active form of folic acid that's found in green leafy vegetables and other living foods. And And even worse, there's some researchers who believe that excessive intake of folic acid via supplements and via enrichment, folic acid is used to enrich grains and cereals. Now, there's some researchers who believe that folic acid that's not converted into folate may actually induce genetic changes that may result in cancer. Now, I don't know whether this is true or not. This is just some researchers believe this, and there's not a lot of literature to support it yet. But there are some red flags. And I'm not saying, you should toss out your folic acid supplements. And it's just like, it's preliminary, put it that way. There's some preliminary research that indicates that folic acid may be problematic. Folic acid supplements may be problematic. I'm just putting it out there for you guys to know. And it's always a better idea to get your nutritional, your vitamins and your cofactors, your minerals, etc., from foods. Nobody argues that. I often get people saying, well, I don't like to supplement. I want to get everything from foods. And point well taken. You know, I wish we could get everything from foods. I've said this so many times before. I'll say it again. Supplementation is just a necessary evil. We don't know what's in our foods. There's no way to know what's in our foods. There's no way to know what's in the soil where the foods are grown. There's no way to know what's in the plants that the animals are eating. So we just don't know what's in foods, not to mention processing and storage and cooking, etc. So supplementation is just as problematic as it is, supplementation is just something, in my opinion, that you have to do. Supplementation is not optional if you want to fully maximize, fully leverage your God-given ability to heal, to renew, to regenerate, to grow, to be vital, to be anti-aged, to extend your longevity without degenerative disease. You just have to supplement, in my opinion. That having been said, when it comes to folic acid and folate, you'd probably be well advised to make sure you're eating lots of green leafy vegetables. And it's always a good idea to make sure you're eating lots of green leafy vegetables and plants and vegetation anyway. But especially if you're pregnant, you'd probably be well advised to make sure you're eating your organic, pesticide-free, GMO-free vegetables and plants, etc. One of the most interesting of the methyl carriers, the methylating agents, is something called TMG. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. TMG goes by the name betaine. You'll get betaine in your ultimate enzymes. You'll see betaine in most digestive enzyme supplements by the term betaine HCl. Betaine HCl designates two components that have nutritional value. You get a 1-2 punch when you use betaine HCl. You get betaine and you get HCl. HCl can lower the pH of your digestive juices. It can help improve heartburn or gas or bloating that some people get after meals. If you don't have enough acid in your digestive juices, it's going to be difficult to absorb vitamin B12. You guys who are using Nexium or Prilosec or any antacids, you should be very well advised that you may be mucking around with your body's ability to absorb the super, uber, fantastically important vitamin, vitamin B12. Especially if you're on Nexium or Prilosec or antacids for long term. Vitamin B12 absorption requires a low pH in the stomach, and that's why it's a really good idea to make sure that you're using some ultimate enzymes after your meals, for not only for the digestive enzymes, but also for the betaine HCl. HCl means hydrochloride, and it can help lower the pH of your digestive juices, of your stomach juices. That'll improve the way your enzymes work. That'll improve the absorption of proteins, and it will especially improve the absorption of the all-important, the crazy important vitamin, vitamin B12, important for blood health, important for nervous system health, important for brain health, important for bone health, important for liver health. It's important for multiple, probably important for every system in the body. And then you get the betaine part. The betaine part can help with healthy methylation. Betaine is a very functional compound. You'll see it in skin cleansing products and shampoo products, cosmetic products, because it has this reactivity and a gentle agent, a gentle sort of activity that makes it an ideal sudsing agent. Cocamidopropyl betaine or cocoa betaine, you'll see oftentimes on your shampoos. I used to use cocoa betaine a lot. I loved actually cocoa betaine in my shampoo formulations and cleansing formulations because it can suds even though there's oil. Usually sudsing agents won't suds if there's oil present, but you can get some nice foaming and oil moisture softening of the skin and softening of the hair. So it makes a really nice ingredient for shampoos. Very gentle, very mild. Although the sudsing and cleansing powers have nothing to do with its ability to activate other chemicals and its methylating properties, it does foam well. That's just as an aside, and you'll see it in facial products, facial cleansing products, body cleansing products, etc. It's also an effective thickener, so shampoo manufacturers and cleanser companies that make cleansing products will use it to thicken as well as to create a nice jelly quality as well as for their foaming. So, if you want to, by the way, if you want to make your own, if you want to make your own herbal or protein-rich shampoo, you can actually use a little bit of cocoa betaine. You can get cocoa betaine on the internet. I think Amazon.com. You can buy cocoa betaine on Amazon.com, and you can make your own shampoo with just straight cocoa betaine. You can put a little sodium lauryl sulfate in there if you want. Sodium lauryl sulfate's a little bit harsh, but you don't need it. You can just get straight cocoa betaine, cut it with some water. In fact, if you take your, if you go to, on Amazon.com or anywhere on the internet, there's a whole bunch of websites that will sell you cocoa betaine. That's spelled C-O-C-O-B-E-T-A-I-N-E. It'll cost you maybe anywhere from 10 to 20 bucks for 4 ounces or so. You can take your cocoa betaine. You can maybe use 1/5, 20% or so cocoa betaine, 1/5 of your final formulation, and then dilute it with an herbal tea, a chamomile tea, for example, or a comfrey tea, or peppermint tea, or you can blend comfrey and chamomile and peppermint with your cocoa betaine. You can make your own shampoo. You can add a little whey protein in there, too. You can make a protein-rich herbal shampoo. And then if you want, you can add a little moisturizer. As I say, cocoa betaine will foam nicely, even in oil. You can add a little jojoba oil or coconut oil or maybe a little vitamin E. That'll protect your hair, the hair cuticle from the sun. Throw in a couple of your favorite essential oils and make your product fragrant. Add a little peppermint oil. I love peppermint oil and shampoo. You get an invigorating hair shampoo. You can use it as a facial wash or a body wash. And you can make your own skincare products. Make your own facial wash or shampoo. Betaine reacts very nicely with acids, as I said, and it creates betaine hydrochloride, which you'll see in many digestive enzyme formulations. So just from one element, betaine hydrochloride, you get the betaine for methylation, you get the hydrochloride for acidifying the stomach, and if you want to use cocoa betaine or cocamidopropyl betaine, that's another fancy type of betaine, you can make your own shampoo by mixing a bunch of stuff together, herbal teas, etc., and make your own invigorating shampoo or moisturizing shampoo. Another really interesting methylating agent is something called DMAE. It stands for dimethyl amino ethanol. Don't worry about that. We'll just call it DMAE. DMAE is well known for helping improve brain health. It can help your body make a brain chemical called acetylcholine. Folks who have Alzheimer's disease oftentimes have issues with acetylcholine. And indeed, DMAE has been used to treat patients with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. You can use it to improve mental clarity. It's in a lot of focus factor type of supplements. And you can get DMAE just as a straight supplement as well. DMAE also is involved in helping clear the aging pigment out of the body. Hang tight, I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, you're listening to The Bright Side.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Got some lines open for you at 855-660-4261. Try to get to all our calls today, but call in early so we can squeeze in as many questions as possible. Let's see, if you guys are in the Arkansas area, anybody listening in Arkansas or Missouri or anywhere near Hot Spring, Arkansas, I'll be doing a talk on April 4th, 7 p.m. for Pete Greenway at the Staybridge Suites 103 Lookout Circle in Hot Springs, Arkansas. You can call Pete at 501-538-3160, 501-538-3160. He can give you the details on that. And then if you're in the Denver area, I'll be doing a talk next Monday. Where are my notes here? Next Monday for Dr. Drew and Marcy at 5955 South Holly Street in Centennial. And that'll be 6 o'clock on April 8th. And I'll do another one on same location, Saturday, April 19th from 10 to 12. Love to see you out there. Okay, 855-660-4261 is our number. Let me just say a few more things about DMAE, and then we'll take your and take your phone calls. DMAE, some of you guys may recognize that as being a skincare ingredient, and there are skincare products that have DMAE. Dr. Perricone, whose claim to fame was alpha lipoic acid back in the day, now he's got all kinds of crazy skincare products, which I don't recommend. Expensive, super expensive skincare products. You don't need to spend a lot of money on skincare. That's been my experience from working with skincare products and formulating skincare products for 30 years. You shouldn't have to spend a ton of money on skincare products, and Dr. Perricone's products are going for hundreds of dollars a unit, hundreds of dollars a bottle. Now, of course, Dr. Perricone isn't in the laboratory formulating products. He just lends his name, so I don't mean to rip on him himself, but Dr. Perricone is well known for using alpha lipoic acid and DMAE in skincare products. Now, I've never seen anybody get really good results from DMAE, and I'm not even sure how you can use DMAE topically. That having been said, you will see a lot of skincare products, more high-end skincare products that feature this stuff. DMAE is a precursor. That is, it gets turned into various substances in the body. One of the things it gets turned into is a brain chemical called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a relaxing type chemical. It's involved with brain focus. It's involved with memory. It's involved with helping prevent dementia, helping prevent Alzheimer's. Patients who have dementias have used DMAE as a treatment. DMAE is just a general brain tonic. Essentially, it's a brain tonic. But it also helps clear the body, clear out something called lipofusion. Lipofusion is really something a lot of folks haven't heard of, but it's really, really important stuff when it comes to aging. In fact, lipofusion is called the aging pigment. One of the most interesting uses for DMAE, in addition to helping improve focus, improve brain function, one of the most interesting roles for DMAE involves helping clear out this aging pigment, lipofusion. Lipofusion is you can see how lipofusion as brown spots that will appear in the arms or the hands on exposed parts of the body. It'll also appear inside of the body. And it's not the same as hyperpigmentation. Hyperpigmentation or melasma is a dark spot that's related to pigment. It's related to the coloring in the skin called melanin. Lipofusion, on the other hand, can be thought of as cell debris or cell garbage, and it will accumulate as the lymphatic system becomes clogged up and as the body's detox systems become overwhelmed as well. So if you're getting those brown spots, they kind of look almost like a geographical kind of map, like a map of France sometimes they'll look like. I always think of that anyway, like a sort of like a country or something that appear on the arms or the hands of older folks. You can rest assured that your body is not clearing out poisons as well as it should, and your aging process is kicking in full force. And there's a lot of things you can do, including using DMAE. DMAE has been used to help the body drain itself of this stuff, this lipofusion. And we'll talk about lipofusion a little more as we continue talking about DMAE and aging pigment and methylation on our next Bright Side episode. I want to hit our phones. 855-660-4261 is our number, and we do have a couple lines open for you. Logan in Texas, welcome to the Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
So a couple things I want to point out. I am 31, and I pretty much drink Monster Energy drinks like almost every day. And I'm going toward getting into nursing school myself. And so I've had some recent issues with TIAs. So I'm wanting some input on that.
Okay, well, that's not a good thing, my friend, if you're only 31. TIAs is an abbreviation for transient ischemic attacks.
Right.
Transient ischemic attack, there's three words there, transient, ischemic, and attack. Transient means temporary. Ischemia is a condition in the body where you don't get where parts of the body don't get the chemistry that they need, don't get the chemicals and nutrients that they need. Ischemia means a lack of chemistry, a lack of chemicals, basically a lack of nutrients. And an attack means something's going wrong in your body. A transient ischemic attack means something's going wrong in your body temporarily due to a lack of nutrition. And by lack of nutrition, I mean a lack of nutrition to the cells. Transient ischemic attacks will occur in the heart. They're basically a kind of heart palpitation. What occurred? Why don't you describe what happens to you, Logan?
Well, I had a few of these in my late 20s, but it's generally just lately been some vision
chest pain?
Problems along with, no, not chest pain, no. Vision problems, numbness in the hands, and before it used to be that, as well as coherency problems, understanding and speech.
Well, the transient ischemic attack is basically like a stroke. It's like a mini stroke, and it's
right.
Pretty serious stuff. And as I say, lack of blood flow, it's caused by lack of blood flow, which leads to a lack of oxygen and a lack of nutrients. Basically, your cells are starving and suffocating, and that's where the stroke comes in. And it's pretty serious business, and usually older people will get it, or diabetics or people who are not healthy will get it. And it's kind of troubling that you're only 31 years old and you're getting TIAs, transient ischemic attacks. Monster energy drinks can definitely induce them. I'm not sure how much caffeine is in a Monster energy drink, but I'm sure it's a lot, probably 200 to 300 milligrams. Do you know off the top of your head, Logan?
I'm really not sure, but I know it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's on the order of 200 to 300 milligrams. A typical cup of coffee will have maybe 70 or 80 milligrams. So you're looking at three or four cups of coffee in one Monster energy drink. I forgot who there's a famous person whose kid invented the Monster energy drinks, and I forgot who that was. I'll have to look that up. If anybody knows, I'd love to hear. It was a celebrity's kid who invented the Monster energy drinks. But in any case, Monster energy drinks are a big jolt of caffeine. Caffeine, while a small amount of caffeine can actually be a learning agent, and athletes can use small amounts of caffeine to give them a quick burst of energy, doing caffeine on a regular basis, high amounts of caffeine, especially in a liquid form where it really goes right to work, it gets absorbed really fast, is probably not in your interest, my friend, and I'd be weaning myself off of that as fast as I could, maybe doing smaller amounts of the Monster energy drinks. I don't find caffeine to be as problematic as some people do. There's an interesting book that just came out called Caffeinated, which talks about caffeine and how you can use caffeine beneficially, how you can use caffeine for focus and also for athletic performance. But large amounts of caffeine, especially caffeine in an energy drink, are definitely not in your interest. And if you're getting transient ischemic attacks, that could be a sign of hypertension, of blood vessels closing up and blood not getting to areas where it needs to get to, including the brain and the heart. And I'm thinking that you may have some problems going on, and it's probably a good idea for you to wean yourself off of that Monster energy drink. A couple of things that you might want to do to protect yourself. Number one, the B complex, especially niacin, can be helpful for you. But the entire B complex, use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, then make sure you're getting all the living and live foods that we just talked about. Hang tight, there's a couple more things I'll tell you about TIAs and things that you could do to prevent them, as well as things that you could do to wean yourself off of caffeine. Hang tight, Logan. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are G's.
Back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program, you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. And I also want to encourage you to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories and blog posts. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren. Okay, we're talking to Logan in Texas about TIAs. Logan, you there, buddy?
I am. I'm just
okay. What it is too. Okay. So TIAs, transient ischemic attacks, mini strokes, definitely can be related to caffeine. Did some research while we were on break. 240 milligrams of caffeine in a Monster energy drink. There's about 80 milligrams or so in a cup of coffee. So you're looking at roughly around 3 cups of coffee, and you're getting it in a big, intense dose, like in a liquid format. It's going right to work. It's a lot of caffeine. Hopefully you're sipping on your Monster energy drink and not drinking it all at once. It can definitely cause problems with the blood, with the circulatory system. It can cause heart problems. In fact, Red Bull actually uses taurine. I don't know if Monster energy drink puts taurine in there.
I believe it is.
Is there taurine in there?
I believe so.
Okay, well, taurine is used to kind of dampen the electrical energy, the surge of electrical energy that you get in the heart and in the circulatory system from the caffeine. And that's because caffeine can definitely stress the heart and the circulation, and it can surely cause TIAs. If I were you, I'd be weaning myself off the Monster energy drinks. And I'm not down on caffeine, as I said. Caffeine is not necessarily a problem. It's just super high doses all at once, especially in a liquid format. That's where you're going to get your problems. Now, if you drink caffeine in coffee or in tea, you'll get the benefits, the nutritional benefits of the coffee and the tea, but you don't get any of those in those energy drinks like Red Bull and Monster energy drinks. So if you want to get a hit of caffeine, try, and of course you get all the sugar too. That's a whole other stimulating ingredient that you get in the Monster energy drinks. Caffeine tastes like hell. It's awful stuff. I used to work with it in the pharmacy. I used to have this big 5-pound jar of caffeine powder, and I was making products for bicycle racers. I would actually put the caffeine into glycerin. And if you guys are interested, I don't know where you'll get caffeine powder, but you can always crush up a If you want a quick surge of energy, you can crush up a caffeine pill and put it in glycerin and then put it under your tongue. But I wouldn't recommend you do that very often. If you want to wean yourself off the Monster energy drinks or any caffeine drinks, try use tyrosine or phenylalanine. I like tyrosine a little better, but tyrosine and phenylalanine are both amino acids, and they will both give you a quick surge of energy. A little bit of jittery energy, so you don't want to do too much of it. Caffeine, of course, will give you a little jittery energy, too. But it might be a good way to wean yourself off of the caffeine. If you use tyrosine, you'll get benefits for your adrenal glands. You'll also get benefits for the brain. There's some neurotransmitters that are made, some brain chemicals, I should say, that are made from tyrosine. And, of course, it's more nutritional than caffeine. So if you want to wean yourself off of caffeine, you might want to try tyrosine. Use 500 milligrams in the morning. If you use more than 500 milligrams, you're going to get a little jittery. So I wouldn't do that, although if you're used to doing a lot of caffeine, you may not get so jittery, so just kind of experiment that way. Also, for the TIAs, there's lots of nutrients that you could use that can help dampen the electrical energy, the jolt of electrical energy that you get from the caffeine, or it can help smooth out electrical energy in general. I talked about taurine, and that can be helpful. Taurine's been used to treat seizure disorders for the same reason. You might want to try 100 to 200 milligrams of taurine. The B-complex is very, very important for the whole circulatory system. If you are drinking a lot of caffeine and you're going to the bathroom a lot, that means you're going to be deficient in the B-complex of vitamins, so it's probably a good idea to make sure that you're replacing those B vitamins with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you're going to be drinking your Monster Energy drink, Logan, you might want to try doing some Beyond Tangy Tangerine with your Monster Energy drink, or after you're done with your Monster Energy drink, to replace some of the nutrients that are burnt up by the caffeine and that you lose when you go to the bathroom, caffeine being a diuretic. So using the B-complex, eating foods that contain the B-complex, that can be helpful. Vitamin C is also very helpful. It's a water-soluble nutrient that you tend to lose the more you go to the bathroom. And then all your electrolytes are going to be important as well, especially potassium, which has a sort of calming effect on the body, and magnesium, which also has a calming effect on the body. If I were you, I'd be using the OsteoMag from Longevity, as well as the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which will get you those electrolytes. And then also, you might want to consider vegetable juices and vegetable soups, which are wonderful sources of the B-complex in their natural form. We talked earlier in the program about the advantages to natural nutrients, to whole food nutrients, and you'll get those whole food nutrients, the water-soluble electrolytes in the B-complex, and vegetable juices and vegetable soups. If you don't have a Vitamix, I like the Vitamix better than juicers because you get the fiber, but whatever it is, make sure you're using vegetable juices. And don't substitute the Monster Energy drinks for good diet and for good food. A lot of times the Monster Energy drinks will give you energy when you're not getting energy from food. So sometimes we'll substitute coffee or energy drinks for food, and that's probably not a good idea. So making sure that you're eating well is probably in your interest. And if you're eating sugary foods, breads and pastas and sweets, etc., you may end up with a crash. That high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster that we always talk about can be induced by eating sugary foods. You end up low blood sugar, and that's when you feel like you need the caffeine. So making sure that you're not eating lots of sweets and breads and pastas and fruit juices and all the foods we beat up on here on the Bright Side, that can help stabilize your blood sugar and keep you from having that crash. So maybe it's easier to wean yourself off the Monster Energy drink, or maybe you don't even need the Monster Energy drink at all. Does that help you?
Yes, I'm going to be doing all those things, eliminating the junk food, the Monsters. I'm also curious about aspirin and just the idea of reducing cholesterol in general.
Well, you don't need to worry about you mean intake of dietary cholesterol? Is that what you're talking about?
Reducing the LDL, the bad cholesterol.
I don't really pay much attention. I don't put much stock in reducing LDL or HDL. In fact, I consider it to be one of the biggest scams in all of nutrition. People with low HDL, so-called low good cholesterol, drop dead of heart attacks. People with high HDL or high LDL live long lives. There's really it's a very weak connection between HDL and LDL and cholesterol and heart attacks and heart disease. There's much more important markers for heart disease. And probably the most important marker, in my opinion, the most important marker for heart disease is insulin, elevated insulin levels. And, of course, that gets back to sugar. The thing about cholesterol and lowering cholesterol is if you really are serious about lowering cholesterol, you're going to have to go the pharmaceutical route, because food cholesterol isn't lowering your food cholesterol, your dietary cholesterol isn't going to really affect your cholesterol, your blood cholesterol levels. You can't lower blood cholesterol levels by reducing your food intake of cholesterol, your dietary cholesterol. Really, there's only two ways to lower cholesterol. One is using pharmaceuticals, and of course we know about all the toxicity and all the problems associated with lowering cholesterol with drugs. And then the second way to lower cholesterol is to lower your insulin. And instead of worrying about your cholesterol, you might as well just worry about your insulin, which we know is a definitive marker for cardiovascular health issues. Unlike cholesterol, we don't know that that's a definitive marker for heart disease. It may be, it may be not, and there's a lot of evidence to suggest that it's not. But with insulin, we know for sure that elevated insulin as well as elevated blood sugar will cause heart disease. So I don't pay much attention. I don't recommend anybody pay much attention to the whole nonsense about cholesterol. Rule of thumb, if the mainstream medical model believes it's true, be very skeptical. At least question it. If the mainstream medical model is pushing some kind of health strategy or pushing some kind of pharmaceutical mechanism for improving health or longevity, be skeptical. The history of the mainstream medical model, the history of medicine, is not good when it comes to suggestions for how we take care of ourselves and how we improve our longevity. And this whole the beating the drum of cholesterol and lowering cholesterol and raising HDL and lowering HDL, I'm very suspicious, especially when you read studies, the results of studies like the Framingham study, which talks very clearly about the fact that how high or low your total cholesterol is, your HDL or LDL, seems to be unrelated to whether or not you end up with heart disease. But you never hear about that. You just hear about drug companies' propaganda about how Mevacor and Lipitor reduce the risks of heart attack by 1% or by 0.5% or by ridiculously low amounts. To me, it's just much ado about nothing. Focus on the basics, and the basics are blood sugar, the basics are good digestion, and the working on your adrenal glands by relaxing, activating the relaxation response. What was the second thing you asked me, Logan, about? Yes, something else.
Aspirin.
Oh, yeah, aspirin. Well, aspirin's a blood thinner. Are you meaning to thin your blood? Is that what you're thinking?
On an ongoing basis or even in the event of an stroke.
Okay, I think you're talking, I didn't hear what you said, but I think you're talking about thinning your blood, and that's really why people use aspirin. Here's the thing, there's way better ways to thin your blood, and aspirin is still a drug, and even though it's probably not as toxic a drug as many other pharmaceuticals, it's still a drug and you don't need it. If you want to thin your blood, the best way to do it is by relaxing. Blood clots when we're under stress, especially relaxing using deep breathing techniques. Nothing will thicken your blood faster than hypoxia, low blood oxygen. So simply by deep breathing, you can go a long way towards improving the movement of blood through the circulatory system. There's a couple other things you could do. Thanks so much for your call, Logan. I appreciate it. EFAs, by the way, great way to thin the blood. All right, we'll continue talking about methylation tomorrow on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful day, folks. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Bays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.